miles from the Earth. 250,000 miles from the Earth. They say it is very near the Earth and that the Sun is very far away.
In the newspaper yesterday, there was an article about New York City. The city government is going bankrupt because they have asked the president for $1,500 million emergency aid because of crime and dirtiness and noise. All the rich people are leaving New York and they can't get any taxes from the poor people. So they don't have money to pay to run the city.
Yeah, I've seen New York. It's very dilapidated. Many quarters. And especially Second Avenue. Those are very dark. On the Fifth Avenue, that Central Park is also very good. This civilization will collapse. It cannot be run on. Fourth class man, I tell, because it is conducted by the fourth class. Ask that gentleman why they are asking. Are they not fourth class men? They could not manage.
Last night admitted. He said, now I must leave and do my fourth class activities.
Yes, that is fourth class. This is the proof. Fourth class man administering, just like misadministration, not immediately detected. After some time, when the case is unmanageable, it is detected. That's what fourth class man. Simply, these Western people, they know how to earn money by hook and crook. So long the money is there, it is covered, the fourth class. And when the money is finished, they are exposed, fourth class. They are simply covered by money. Social structure, no spiritual understanding, no character, nothing of this kind. still India so fallen to 95% people living husband and wife, very peaceful. And in Western countries, after 6 months marriage, then are they not fourth class? Even the husband and wife cannot continue peaceful life. What to speak of others? Now this rascal Jawaharlal Nehru has introduced divorce in the Hindu society. Otherwise, in the Hindu society, separation between husband and wife is not even dreamt of. That it cannot be. However, there may be quarrelsome. There is no question of separation. Husband and wife, they fight everywhere. I have seen my father and mother was fighting, I fought. But there is no question of separation. Separation is never there. Neither the husband can think of, nor the wife can of Gandhi, there was fight between husband and wife, and the Gandhi one day drove his wife, get out from my home. So she was put into the street and she began to cry. Where shall I go? Then Gandhi, come on. And the Chanakya Pandit said, Babharambe Logukriya. Husband and wife may fight. It becomes a very serious thing, but don't take up it as serious. This is Hindu philosophy. Husband and wife quarrel should not be taken as very serious. They fight and then they leave peacefully. Why? This divorce, the divorce means it kills the whole family, right? The children go there, the father goes there, the mother goes there. I've seen so many cases.
Just like that girl who came 2 days ago, that Indian girl. Uh-huh. Her parents were separated. Now she's living thousands of miles away with some boy.
They are this part of India, the Fiji. They have learned the art of divorce.
They are very Westernized. Srila
Prabhupada, how can the position be reconciled if in Krishna consciousness one of the two, the husband or the wife, wants to enjoy sense gratification but the other does not? Should there be separation then?
No. They should be trained up. Sense enjoyment means not advance in Krishna consciousness. As soon as man is advancing in Krishna consciousness, his sense enjoyment spirits will be reduced. That is the test. Bhakti Varshanu Bhava Virakti Annatosa. The test is how we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. It is proportionate diminishing of sense enjoyment. That is the test. cure of the disease means diminishing the fever temperature. This is the test.
What if that fever is not being diminished?
Then he should try to chant Hare Krishna mantra in his 16 rounds, 64 rounds. That is the way. 16 rounds is the minimum. Otherwise, Haridas Thakur was 300,000. So you have to increase. That is the only way. If one has got determination, he'll make progress without any. That determination is very difficult. That determination. I must be Krishna conscious fully. That determination. They have asked to the central government, federal government, help.
In New York? Yes, they asked from the president, President Ford.
That is fair.
And President
federal government.
Federal government, yes. And President Ford said no.
What's that?
Yeah, he said no. He said if I give New York money, then every city will come for money when they have some trouble. He said, you made the trouble, now you work it out.
That's good, I'm sorry. You poor class man. You have created this situation. Now you save this situation.
They used to borrow money from the banks every year. The city government of New York used to borrow money from the banks.
As it is?
Yes, they won't loan any more money because they know the tax money won't come in.
You see, because the bank is refusing a loan to the municipal corporation, city corporation. They're not ready.
That means the city will increase their taxes on the public.
But if the public is moving from the city, where is the source from?
That's the big problem. All the rich people are living because they're getting so much tax and so many other problems. And big business also is leaving.
Where are they leaving?
Just to the suburbs. Outside the city.
Oh.
Also, they move their headquarters to other cities, newer cities. Just like in Dallas, that area, Atlanta.
The this artificial way of life will lead to such disasters. You know, most artificial way of life. It is not natural. This bus goes this way, I see every day vacant. No passenger. And still they have to run as schedule. They cannot stop it. That means so much wasted. Not only bus, I've seen aeroplane from Nairobi to London, yes. We have 5 passengers, or 4 passengers.
No, but 4.
Huh?
4, 3, maybe 3.
Yeah. Such a big plane, consuming so much petrol, bacon. No problem. It's a problem.
Many times we have had that experience.
That is what is happening with these big planes. They're building these as big
747s.
You mean the supersonic ones?
Yeah, the big jets. And there's not enough people to fly in them. Therefore, they have to finish them. They have to scrap the big jets. They're not of any use. There's not enough people to fly. They're coming to the end of their technological research. Also in the cars, there's one car, the Volkswagen, they cannot refine the body anymore. So now they're simply making the same car each year without any change in the design because they've reached the perfection of their design and they're not making any more advancement. Coming to a halt.
When they will come to a halt to their sex design. They have designed so many ways, sex design. Who was telling me that some beach, all naked women are there?
Oh, yes. Australia also. They reserve a certain beach for naked bathers.
This is also sex design. When it will come to end. He is meant for solving the problem. Huh?
Yeah.
Usually those type of persons, they just study the problems. But...
What is this study? Anyone can study. Just like we are doing. This is the most artificial civilization.
He's drawing a big salary for studying. He's getting a big research salary.
He's teaching others how to study the problems, but there's no solution. They have no solution, actually.
The solution is there. They won't take it. Mm-hmm. Solution is there. Let everyone produce your own food. There's so much land. Utilize it. The solution is there. No. They want to sit down on the table chair in a very nice compartment and making solutions. You won't go.
He was saying that your solution was too simple. He said the people will not accept
that. That is too simple. They will say it is Trinity. And that is the only solution.
I think his solution.
According to the Vedic system, you cannot use anything which you cannot produce. Suppose this is, we are using, but according to the Vedic system, you should not use it. because I cannot produce it. Then the whole sun is empty. Nobody will manufacture this, because there is no customer. If I refuse this use of this machine, thinking that I cannot produce it, I should not use it, then where is the customer? The so-called industry will automatically stop, and he has to go to the village for planning.
Some of the orthodox hippies have this philosophy, and they reject all machines and things that they cannot make themselves.
That is natural. That is natural. It is good. But they are not led by good leader. Otherwise, next alternative is this, that you have to give up this artificial way of civilization. This land is vacant. You can produce so much food there if it is utilized. Fruits, flowers, vegetables, grains, we can produce. This land is very good land for producing potato, watermelon. Very good land. But who is doing that? This is the suitable land for producing water. And watermelon is such a nice thing in potato. You boil potato and take watermelon. Your full meal is supply. Very innocent and simple food.
In one science magazine that was published recently, there's an article by a man who says we must eat meat because the plants don't have any fatty tissues for making brain tissue.
Rasta,
so they
your
say
your brain is causing disaster, is still your developing brain. Your brain is causing bankruptcy, and you still want to develop this rubbish brain? Begging money, to give us money so that we can maintain. And what is the use of this brain? Burn this brain. Advising that you better burn your brain so that you may not create any more disaster. To keep his brain, one animal must be sacrificed. And the brain work is this that they're creating.
He says that the brain of man is bigger because man has been eating meat for so long.
The world is full of rascals and demons. And they are leaders. After the time, we open your one. A blind man is leading other blind.
Instead of using the land to grow potatoes and watermelons, they are simply using it to build more offices for tables and chairs to study the situation.
Starve. And they already began, the hippies are going to the forest. This will be the whole world situation. Everything will be chaotic.
But if they actually go to the forest, then that will be...
No, one step. It is disappointment. It is simply disappointment. That is not solution. No. But people will do that. When the one is mad, he doesn't know what to do. Let me go to the body. Achinna daridhavina gacchanti giri kananam, it is said. Giri means mountain and kananam means forest. Giving up their hearth and home. They're already giving up their home, wife, children, and being a little
drinker. Actually, in so many cases, the hippies, they went to the forest. And because there was no standard of spiritual life there, they became discouraged also. They ran into the same problems in the forest that they had in the cities.
Yeah.
So therefore, many of these communities that they started back in about 10 years ago, 1960s, they have all folded up because there was nothing to hold them together. Yeah.
There is no engagement. Therefore, we are proposing that eat nicely, live nicely, and chant Hare Krishna. This is the engagement. But they have no such engagement. How they live? Anandamaya Basha, every living entity wants some pleasure. But this pleasure is finished. Therefore, Adhata Brahma Jigyasa, now they seek, let them seek out pleasure from Brahma. For that they do not know. Now the situation is that no money is, then they will tax those who are living. They will be disturbed by taxation. Their mother means karo pirita. Karo means tax and pirita means disturbed. They will be left.
And they will also be forced out.
Yes. Such a huge city. If there is no money, they will tax those who are living there more and more. That is the only alternative. Actually peaceful life, then produce your own necessities of life and chant Hare Krishna and live peaceful. This is the only solution. There is no other solution. What is the use of running 50 miles by car to go to one's office and sit down in the office and make plan how to exploit others? This is the business. Make some plan, bluff people, advertisement, and money is done. This is the business. They are not giving anything, simply bluffing. That's a crossword. They are engaged in making solution. You know that crossword?
The crossword, you mean the puzzle?
Yeah.
Yes.
The whole day they are making chori. This is their means of earning money. I've seen it. He has taken that word very serious, fourth class. The whole civilization is condemned. They're producing fourth class. And that's the fact.
The intelligent man will have to admit it.
Yeah.
With all the universities and high-class schools, they're simply producing
first class.
Yeah.
They're discussing in the university homosexuals. They're advanced. Advancement of education, you see. They're not even fourth class men, they're animals. Producing so many animals. Dogs and hogs. In the beginning, Soma, Dhamma. First, two business. Control the sense and keep the mind undisturbed. That is the being. Now, they are so much sexually disturbed, they're discussing the profit of homosexuals. Very first class man.
They say that homosex keeps the balance of things,
yeah,
because
fourth class man can't say anything wrong. Yeah. That we are not going to hear. Fourth class man's philosophy. We'll have to waste our time to hear them. That's not good. They are not even fourth class. They're animal class. But class has got some position, but they're Naradhama, the lowest of the mankind. So, what is their philosophy and who is going to spoil this kind to hear about their philosophy?
In that verse, it says, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikyam. What is the difference between Jnanam and Vijnanam?
Jnanam means theoretical, Vijnanam means practical.
Sankirtan movement is Vijnanam.
Yeah. Goodness, but sometimes he's attacked by the other two base qualities, passion and ignorance, when he falls in. Where there is chance of being contaminated, that is not pure goodness. Pure goodness is never contaminated. That is.
So pure goodness means those eight qualities mentioned in the Gita, but without any contamination of the lower qualities.
Yeah. Material world, goodness is prone to be contaminated. In the spiritual world, the other two qualities there not existing, so there is no question of contamination. Here, all men are covered by these two base qualities. All men and animal, everyone. Passion and ignorance. Therefore, first of all, they have to be brought to the platform of goodness. And if they can keep goodness uncontaminated, they are transferred to the spiritual.
Just like you say, some of the devotees, they fall down. They are striving to be in a mode of goodness. If they're sincere, they still fall down?
If they're sincere, how do they fall down? They're not sincere. Therefore, they fall down.
Madhavisa Swami was telling us once that sincerity must be combined with spiritual strength.
Yes, yeah, spiritual strength means sincerity, and sincerity means spiritual strength. I promise before the fire, before the deity, before my spiritual master, that I shall observe the rules and regulations. And if I don't follow, then where is my sincerity?
But the devotees, they're trying to be in the mode of goodness in the Bhagavad Gita.
By the time, then why do you take initiation and promise? But trying, first of all, you be fixed up. Why do you cheat? Krishna, spiritual master, the path. If you are not fixed up, you should not take initiation. Go on.
But in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks...
You can fall down unconsciously. But if you fall consciously, there is cheating. I do not want, I am trying to keep myself steady, but still if I fall, that is excuse. But if you purposely, just like the Christian atonement, they go to the church and admit, yes, I have done this sinful activity, so I pay you something, excuse. That kind, that is our sincerity. And again next week he does the same thing. That is not sincere.
What would an example of unconscious fall down be?
Unconscious fall down, that suppose I am prone to, Ben was fond of smoking, I have given up. So in a society there is smoking, so I become induced, he offers me cigarette, and unconsciously I smoke. Then I must repent of what I have done. That is excuse. But if I secretly smoke and outwardly I show I am a devotee, then what is this? This is cheating.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that sometimes the living entities are compelled to act because of lust.
Yeah.
Even unwillingly.
That is unwillingly when it is done, that is excused. And willingly when it is done, it is cheating. Because there was a moral rearmament movement. So it flourished for some days. That process was admission of sinful activities. That Christian method. So I'll admit that song again I do. Yes, I have done this. Then my all reaction is gone. Then again I do it. That is described in the Bhagavad, Kunyara Sauchava, the elephant. Elephant's cleanliness. Elephant cleans very nicely in the water. And as soon as they come on the land, they will take dust and throw. So what is the idea of cleansing? It's kunyara saucha. You clean, again you become unclean. Then what is the use of cleaning?
Many devotees wish, now they have become devotees and have had so much bad training, they wish that they could have gone to Gurukula so they would not be so mistrained.
Srila Prabhupada, one boy in Sydney, he's been a devotee for a few years, 3 or 4 years, but now he has fallen away because of lusty association, I suppose, or bad association. So is this unwilling or willing? Because he's come attracted to woman again.
That is one of the defects our society, that women are there and one falls victim of this woman. And it is not possible to keep the society strictly for men. That is also. But actually, no man should live in the temple. That is the
The Christians have one place for the women and another place for the men, but we find the women can't organize themselves very well, so it's difficult to organize something like that also.
Therefore, if we do not give up lusty desires, either we keep separately or together, they fall down. School in Calcutta, it was detected. There, the headmistress was supplying women outside for business. Now, one Brahmacharini ashram started. This means that the authority of this ashram, they supply young women to richer class, and they give money, business.
Where is that ashram?
Brahmachari.
Oh, in Calcutta?
Yeah, not in India. There were many mansions.
They call him Brahmacharini?
Yeah. Because nowadays, almost every girl is unmarried. So they have devised this ashram. They come here. And women can be sold at any cost. People are lusty. So one woman supplied, he pays 100 rupees, 200 rupees.
They come for pilgrimage.
Huh?
They come for pilgrimage.
No, no. They will send to your house. Pay for it.
Delivery.
Hotel. In the Kali Yuga, the sex impulse is so strong. I think it is sooner. It takes time, less than for going there.
Oh, I came the short way.
Oh, he came by this road.
Yes.